Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast Game Recap. For November 18th, 2015, the Orlando Magic defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves 104-101 at the Amway Center in overtime on Evan Fournier's game-winning three-pointer with about 3.1 seconds remaining in the game, and a really great shot by Evan. He's been dealing with a lot lately. Don't want to make light of anything that he's dealing with, considering what's been going on in his home country. Everyone in his family is safe, but still a very emotional time for Evan. And then he got sick earlier this week. He missed the last 2 days of practice, was determined to play, and played in a big way. To recap the action, the Magic in the overtime. We'll get to some of the more important parts of this game in a moment, but to recap the action, the Magic in overtime were down by 1 point, going back and forth with Minnesota. Really went back and forth with Minnesota throughout the final stages of regulation as well. And Fournier comes in. He made two incredible shots in the overtime period. The first one, he was trapped kind of on the wing. He split the double team, took a step in, did one of those leaning shots that you only see in NBA Live, and drained it. Just a really difficult three-pointer. And that gave the Magic a one-point lead, I believe. Yeah, it gave him a one-point lead. The Magic gave up some free throws on the other end. Elfrid Payton, though, comes right back, takes it into the paint, lays it up and in, gets the bucket. Huge play. Gets the foul, makes it a two-point game, but the Magic foul, and so we're tied with on the last possession. The Magic called timeout. They get a really terrible, terrible shot. Payton couldn't get around any of the screens. He's kind of dribbling the ball, ends up taking a contested 20-footer. Not a good shot at all, but they get a jump ball between Jason Smith and Zach LaVine. Jason Smith actually did a really good job fighting for that rebound to get the jump ball. Beats the dunk champion in the jump ball. Tobias Harris digs it out. The Magic get one last chance. Fournier sizes up, noted Magic killer Tayshaun Prince, and drains a three right in his face. With 3 seconds left, the Magic hold on defense for the 104-101 victory. Really kind of a somewhat exultant win for the Magic, but it wasn't completely satisfying. There were a lot of problems in this game that the Magic just really baffling problems that they needed to solve and needed to have solved at that point. And frankly, a lot of the problems that have persisted throughout the season, the lack of consistency, lack of energy, that usually are characterized in the third quarter, showed up in the first quarter. The Magic looked lifeless. They went down by 14. It looked like Minnesota was going to have this game in hand, just because they were kind of the dominant force in this one, and the Magic just didn't have the energy to pick it up. One of the key storylines in this game was Scott Skiles benched Nikola Vucevic for the entire second half. There was no reason given. It wasn't an injury. Honestly, the reason that was given after the game was he didn't play very well. And you look at Vucevic's final stat line, 4 of 13 field goals, 8 points, 7 rebounds. I didn't think he played that terribly. I thought he still should have gotten a chance in the second half. I don't think I would have benched him completely. But certainly, he was not playing with the effort that Skiles thought was necessary. Karl-Anthony Towns was really taking it to him. Certainly Towns has a lot more talent and displayed a lot of that there in the first half. But I thought Vucevic did some good things too. I didn't think he was all bad, but at the end of the day, Skiles is the one making the coaching decisions, and he went in a completely different direction looking for energy, and the Magic desperately needed it, because the first half was really bad.
We play hard, basically. Like I think Coach said, we play very soft, very, very soft. Came out flat, no energy, no awareness in defense. And, you know, we picked it up. The bench did a great job. They brought a lot of energy for us. And, you know, that's the way we got to play.
Fournier was not the only one to use that term soft when describing the Magic's first half. They didn't shoot the ball well at all. It was a really frustrating half to watch. One of probably the worst half of basketball the Magic have played all season, and that's saying a lot because this team's been inconsistent. They've had stretches where Scott Skiles has had to pull the starters out of the lineup to kind of send a message to pick up the play and rely on the bench. And he said after the game that he's in it to win it. You know, he isn't out there. He's not trying to send a message. He's trying to win games, and he did what he thought was best to win, and he feels like he has a deep bench. He feels like he has a bench that he can rely on to bring some energy, and they did. They delivered for him in the second half. Not necessarily in the first half, but certainly in the second half they delivered. Jason Smith played a really strong game in his first game back in about a week and a half. He scored, his stat line really didn't matter, 1 for 5, 5 points, 10 rebounds. He was a plus 16, but that plus 16 isn't some plus minus mirage. He was a big factor in this game. He made a lot of really good energy plays, did a really good job on the glass. He blocked Shabazz Muhammad on a dunk attempt, a really, really big energy play that sparked the Magic in the third quarter and got them going. And another guy that really did that as well, and I wrote about this in the sidebar for Wednesday's game. It'll go up at about 10:30, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Elfrid Payton was huge for this team as well. He scored a career-high 24 points, shot 11 of 23 from the floor, started off 3 of 10, though, so he did finish 8 of 13 in the second half. 7 rebounds, 6 assists, did a good job getting the Magic into their stuff, particularly in the second half. He scored 8 of his 13 field goal attempts in the second half, came at the rim in the restricted area, finished 6 of 8 on those shots, did a really, really good job getting into the paint, getting inside, getting the areas where he could score, and dishing it from there. You know, Payton is not the greatest offensive player, but he showed a lot of confidence in his jumper. He showed a lot of confidence in himself and his ability to score, and he delivered. He was a starter that played well throughout the game. He had that constant energy. He was just waiting for the rest of his team to come up with it. And you know, he made one really nice play that helped spark a 15-0 run in the second half, in the third quarter, that gave the Magic the lead and made this a game. And he stole it right from Ricky Rubio and found Dwayne Dedman running for a dunk. And that was like one of the last plays before the Magic really made their big run. And those kind of plays seem to catch on.
You know, it's kind of contagious. You know, everybody feeds off it and kind of got us going.
Again, that bench crew did a really good job of feeding off that energy and kind of bringing it up along to help Payton and to help Tobias Harris. Harris ended up with 12 points, 11 rebounds, and to help Evan Fournier, of course, who hit the big shot, 26 points, 9 for 17, shooting 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. The bench did a really good job kind of bringing the energy and bringing this team back, and it wasn't the guys you'd expect. Aaron Gordon didn't play in the second half. He played only 14 minutes in the game, or a little bit less than 14 minutes in the game. Dwayne Dedman had 4 fouls in less than 10 minutes. He didn't play a lot, although he started the second half. It was guys like Channing Frye. Channing Frye, he only played 7-11 really at the start of the third quarter. He scored 4 points, but Skiles singled out his defense, you know, did some good things to bring some energy, but really it was Andrew Nicholson, you know, fighting for a rebound, getting a putback dunk, working hard to get in the post, even though he only shot 3 of 12 and really struggled to get that shot to go. He made a couple of big threes. He got on the glass for 7 rebounds. You know, he did a lot of little things, and then of course Jason Smith, doing all the little things that the Magic needed to win this game that they frankly were not doing in the first half when they were kind of listlessly going through the motions of this game. You know, Smith, I really believe he was a huge difference in this game and a big key off the bench.
Just came in with a lot of energy. Our bench came in. Coach was searching for a lineup that would give us some energy, some get up and go. We knew from the jump that this team was really good on the road, 5-0 on the road. We didn't respect them in the beginning. They came out and kicked our tail in the first half. We really got a coach gave us a good talking to at halftime. Came out with a different lineup. I mean, he was searching for a lineup to really go out there and play our style of basketball. I think he found it. He stuck with it. We continued to fight. We came back, clawed our way back from a deficit. We got a good win at home. We can't be satisfied, though. We got to build on it. We got Sacramento coming on Saturday. 5 o'clock game. Got to take it a day at a time now.
Scouts went on to say that he'd be making a mistake if he didn't try everything at his disposal. Like I said, he feels like he has the depth to throw different lineups out there when something's not working, to try different guys. He has faith in a lot of the guys on this roster. And you saw Andrew Nicholson tonight. 21 minutes. He's played only 7 minutes the entire season before tonight. He played 21 important minutes and provided some good things for the Magic. And eventually they got that little lift, that little boost, that little support that they needed to win the game. And when you look back at these things, and the Magic have said they're about winning, they're not at the standard they want, they're not at the cleanliness they want, they're not at the consistency that they want yet, but they're winning games. They're 6-6, and you want to learn. This is something I took when I was covering the team with Stan Van Gundy. You want to learn lessons while winning. Losing teaches you something, but it's better to learn lessons while winning. And the Magic are learning a lot of lessons, and I don't think Skiles is going to say we won the game, that's enough. That's certainly not the case. I don't think anyone's the case, because we're obviously talking about how the Magic benched one of their best players. And Victor and Skiles gave Victor Oladipo a little bit of a pass. Oladipo ended up playing about 20 minutes, missed all 6 of his shots, got on the board with a free throw. In his first game back after sitting out almost a week with a concussion and concussion-like symptoms, gave him a little bit of a pass for that, but he didn't have a pass for Vucevic. He felt Vucevic needed to give him more, and he expects more from him. And that's kind of a symbol of where this team is at, that more is expected of them, and they have to deliver results, and Skiles will do whatever he needs to do to deliver results, finding the right combinations and finding the right matchups to do that, no matter who it is on the floor. Tonight, the Magic eventually got themselves straight. I think Minnesota did some things that prevented them from pulling away and winning this game, to be frank. They didn't get a lot of points in the paint. 38 points on 19 of 32 shooting. The Magic at 56 on 28 of 67 shooting. Even though that percentage isn't great in the paint, the Magic were getting there. And even in the first quarters, they were struggling. I was saying to myself, they're getting the shots they want. They're not going in. They're not executing. They're not finishing. If they tighten up on defense, it'll come. And eventually it did come. Eventually that energy did pick up. And maybe it was closer than it had to be because the first half was so bad. But the Magic found a way to win in overtime and took care of their business. So with that, the Magic once again defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves 104-101. I want to make a special note here of Saturday night's game against the Sacramento Kings. A special start time of 5 o'clock over at the Amway Center, 5 p.m. Eastern Time at the Amway Center. If you're planning on being there, note that it is a 5 o'clock tip-off. The game is being aired in the international time window. It's going to be aired in 21 different countries, including France, so the hometown fans will get to see Evan Fournier play. It's a really good, neat opportunity to be on international TV, not just national TV for the NBA. But it is a 5 o'clock tip-off, so you'll get a little bit of your evening. Go out and enjoy downtown a little bit, as well as a Magic game. Also, a brief note here on the podcast as well. Zach Oliver of Orlando Pinstripe Post and I are planning on doing another episode of Orlando Magic Live on Thursday. That's Thursday, November 19th, if you're listening to this late. I sometimes do that, too. Thursday, November 19th, we're planning on doing the live show at 8 p.m., but I'll be posting it up on the podcast feed as well once it is completed and once it's all processed and stuff. So with that, once again, my name is Philip. This has been Philip Rossman-Reich of Orlando Magic Daily. The Orlando Magic defeat the Minnesota Timberwolves 104-101. We'll catch you next time here on the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry.
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.